Are you thinking about buying or selling a house, or just want to know what might be happening with one of your biggest investments? Then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwell, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate Network Title, Eric Bloomstrad and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage, and James Tolson with Country Financial. If you have any questions for us, make sure you give us a call at 651-303-0019. Again, that's 651-303-0019, and you can also check us out online anytime at BricksTwinCities.com for the latest and greatest searching and researching tools. That's exactly what we're going to finish up talking about today. Last week, we were discussing some of the pros and cons of the big sites like Zillow and Trulia and Realtor.com, started getting into why we like the MLS systems or IDX sites, as well as the Home Spotter tool. Yeah, and again, if you want any more information on any of these things that we're talking about, you can always reach out. Again, the number 651-303-0019. We're going to, in just a second, get into how to utilize some of these different sites as to get the most out of it. But something we didn't get to last week was things, you know, a lot of people will jump to the Zestimates as ways to evaluate value. And you got to be careful there, because if you're looking at just that Zestimate number versus the Zestimate range, you may be looking at a not so accurate reflection of where your value may be. Even Zillow themselves, they publish this data for off-market properties. This is key for off-market properties. So I'm bringing this up because of sellers that are using this estimate. They are only correct within 5% of sale price, only 41% of the time.
And that's going to vary substantially from market to market. They're better in our market than a lot of markets, but it's like anything. Sellers kind of want to hear what they want to hear. So if they like the number and it's high, you know, they'll get fixated on that price. But as we know, pricing is fluid, it's elastic, and any snapshot in time at any moment is not necessarily the reality.
Right. So I mean, if you really want more, look at the range. Look at that range that they put, and it'll say Zillow estimate range right below the Zestimate. So if you look at that and you see that the range is from 225 to 325, well, now you know how accurate that number might be. Whereas if it's a lot tighter, well, then they're a lot more confident. It's probably more stable sales within a given area. So what I found is if you look at that range, it tends to be a lot closer than what Zillow has. It within 10%, only 61% of the time. I mean, come on, the weatherman has better odds than that, right? So what do we use? Well, we use tools like CoreLogix. AVM is one that we utilize if we want a quick snapshot of value. Redfin also has a tool. Some people will jump to, you know, they'll jump to the county records and they'll look at the assessed sale price. And again,
probably the worst indicator.
Yeah. I think the county's going to assess whatever they need to see it at.
Well, in an appreciating market, it's lagging significantly, and in a depreciating market, it tends to be high.
Yeah. So, yeah, you your best bets. I mean, keep in mind these online resources are, as my brother puts it, blunt instruments of evaluation. Truly, the most accurate that you're going to get is a comparison market analysis.
Well, right? Even that'll have a lot of variety.
It will.
You know, but what were the stats that you pulled on?
Agents. I'm not remembering the exact spread. It was accurate, I think, within that 5%, 85% of the time.
Okay.
Something
so better, but still, yeah. Right, still yeah. Some fluctuation. So even at the agent level, you know, the expertise is going to vary just because, you know, not all agents are created equal.
Right. Okay, so, that's the AVMs, you know, take them at face value. If you really want an evaluation of what a home is worth, talk to your agent, and hopefully you trust your agent. You know, That's the way to figure out the value. Okay. For buyers, though, there are good ways to use your online searching tools and bad ways. I joke in the classes that I teach, you know, that a lot of people, they'll sit there, they'll look at properties by pulling out the phone, flipping through pictures, you know, swiping left or right. And then, hey, honey, I like this one. Oh, that looks great. Let's go look at it, right? You just got sold. That's what they did to you,
yeah.
Right? You did not evaluate that home for what your needs are. You got sold by pretty pictures. And that's not going to help when really trying to get the most out of online tools because, you know, with the MLS or MLS-based IDX sites, you've basically been handed the keys to 747 and been told, hey, go fly it, right? There's a ton of information there for you to decipher if you want to. So the first thing I recommend before you ever look at the pictures is to look at the satellite view, right? Look at that satellite view. Is it next to a railroad tracks? Is it a corner lot? How big is the lot? Is it backing up to a pond? Is there a highway in the backyard? Is there a cemetery across the street? Granted, quiet neighbors. Is it in a commercial area? See if there's any resale objections that may cause you to drive out there and go, oh, I guess this isn't the right one.
Those sound fantastic. I want all of those. Can I have power lines too?
Yeah, high voltage power lines. Yeah. Exactly. So you can figure that out right away. And then if it looks good there, jump to the Google Street View. Save some gas. Help the environment a little bit. Go to the Google Street View. Look around. See if it's kind of got the vibe that you're looking for, right? You can figure all this out before you get into those photos. I think it's so important that speccing out the house it is first and foremost. You're not going to sit there and close your eyes and walk into a dealership lot and touch a car and say, I want to go test drive it because the interiors look pretty. You need to know, is that a pickup truck? Is that a minivan? Is it going to have the spaces you want, the horsepower that you want? Is it, you know, going to have the transmission, whatever, gas mileage, all of that. Well, a house is the same way. Is it going to have the floor plan you want? I mean, before I got into the speccing it out, before checking it out piece, you'd show up at a property. Oh, I didn't know it only had two bedrooms up and one was down. That's not going to work. Well, you can figure that out before you ever get out there.
Yeah. And Ice Cube wrote a song about this in 2011. It was spec yourself before you wreck yourself.
Are you sure that was?
I think so. I think that's
okay. All right. Well, I'll trust you on that one.
All right.
Take a look at the room sizes. Take a look at the room locations. If you are like, well, I don't know sizes. I need to see it. You can feel it out a little bit.
Are you telling me my two-seater Mazda Miata is not going to fit my family of six?
I'm going to tell you that.
I can know that before I go there?
You can know that before you go there.
Interesting.
Yeah, that a 1,600 square foot home from one house to another house isn't larger than 1,600 square feet. No, it take that time to figure out spaces. If you're in your apartment or in your current house and you're like, I like the size of my bedroom, pull out a tape measure, measure it out. Or if I want a bigger bedroom, pull out the tape measure and measure it out. So that way when you're looking online, or I don't want a tight, narrow kitchen, check the kitchen dimensions. You can save yourself so much time, arguments, all of that by paying attention to those room sizes and room locations. When you do get to the pictures, pictures tell 1,000 lies. In the last show, I said, do not fall in love with a house online because it's not going to be the same when you get there as it is in the pictures. I don't know if I've ever had a client buy a house that they, quote unquote, fell in love with online. You know, have you?
Oh, not that I can think of. Yeah.
All right. Well, we got 1 minute left of this segment. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about where our market is going. There's been a lot of changes in a matter of just a few weeks. And, a lot of stuff to cover because we're not that crazy seller's market we were 2 months ago. Things are shifting. So yeah, real quick, you know, the best that you can do when using online tools is to take the time, read the data, understand, look fully into it, not just what you want to see. look at everything. That's going to give you the best perspective.
Yeah, it'll create the best experience for you too. And we see buyer fatigue very often, and that's usually buyers who approach it in an incorrect manner.
Yeah, the shotgun approach, right? All right, we'll be right back. Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We are experienced in making this process as smooth and as easy as possible. Whether it is with pricing your home or assistance in finding movers or any other professionals that you might need to help get your home ready, we are here for you. Take the worry away and give us a call today at 651-303-0019. Again, that is 651-303-0019 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
Sometimes, when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Contact James Toveson today at 651-365-3408.
Hi, this is Kirk Duckwall with the House Geeks and the Twin Cities Real Estate Show here on AM 950. If you're thinking about making a move, check out our free books, which you can request at housegeeks.com. The Smart Home Buyer Book is a guide through one of your biggest financial decisions. This book covers how to find some of the best values on homes and loans, how to navigate and negotiate on homes with multiple offers, all the way through getting what you want out of your inspection contingency. Don't forget about our Smart Seller, a guide through the sale process and maximizing value. In this book, we cover how to prepare your home for sale, knowing how long it will take for your home to sell, and how to determine what your home will sell for. We also uncover the truth behind instant offers. If you would like a copy of either of these free books, check us out online at housegeeks.com to request yours today.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting homebuyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Who do we trust to help with our mortgages? It's Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you're looking for great service, many loan options to choose from, and competitive pricing, give Eric and Chad a call at 651-207-9274. Again, that is 651-207-9274. NMLS numbers 274211 and 1462493.
The one constant in life is change. Throughout our lives, we will go down roads that we never imagined, and we need to be prepared for whatever comes our way. Want to own your future? Contact Country Financial Representative James Toveson. James can help put a solid plan in place with insurance solutions to help make sure you're protected for what lies ahead. Get started today. Contact James Toveson in Minneapolis at 651-365-3408 for Country Financial.
Welcome back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show on AM 950. Well, we've seen a lot change in our marketplace. I do these videos I put up once a week, share with the agents of our brokerage, and it's always fun to look at the data because you can really see how our market does change week to week, and how, you know, we get these feelings when we're out and about with clients or seeing what the showing activity is on our listings, but then to know, is that really what the market's doing, or is that just ours? And so to know when is appropriate slower activity and isn't, I mean, the more knowledge that you have, the more that you can leverage the market to your advantage. And so, you know, keeping up with the market, I think, is important. I love keeping up with the marketplace. One of the things that I came up with about 6 months ago is the market meter. and I've tested it against a whole bunch of different times in the market, but I've been watching where that has been going over the past few months. And we were at a 9.68, so a 0 being a perfect buyer's market, and a 10 being a perfect seller's market. Can't get any better. So we were at a 9.68. That's crazy fast. And so houses, you know, multiple offers, just insane, flying off the shelf, houses going for 40, 50,000 over asking price. And not to say that there aren't still properties going into multiple offers. I know, Danny, you just mentioned one that went crazy over. But
22% and still didn't win.
Yeah. So, I mean, it does happen, but we've watched that market meter slowly work its way down. And the main stat that I track is the showings per listing per week. And Minneapolis and St. Paul, the cities themselves, they're down now. This is just the showings per listing per week, not the market meter. They're down to like 3.2, 3.3. That is crazy slow in comparison to the summer when it was above 8. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, things are easing up, and a lot of that has to do with the election. You know, some of the stats that are playing into this is we have seen an influx of inventory pushing in late this year. And a lot of that is to do with the 2-month slowdown that we had due to the COVID shutdown stuff, right? That, that put the brakes on our market. But then we came back out and hit the gas pedal and hit it hard. We've been tracking on showing activity nationwide 15% above since we came out of that rut in June.
Yeah.
And new listings, if we look at, you know, just going back to August, up 30%, up 16%. I'm just reading off weekly numbers, up 15%, up 14%, up 15%. You know, that's a lot of listings weekly being injected in the market that weren't being injected at the same time last year.
Right.
So the other thing, though, that is a kind of leveling that out is pending sales. Pending sales are tracking ahead. And I think a lot of this has to do with interest rates that we're going to talk about shortly. But, you know, there, even with the influx in new listings, that pending sales is bringing things back down. I mean, we're tracking right now on inventory of homes down by 29% looking back week of October 17th.
Wow.
So, I mean, I think people that are like, well, it's a bubble, you know. I think maybe our summer market was a little bit of a bubble in a sense.
It's all related to affordability, though. So
right.
We're back to – we actually improved home affordability with the reduction in interest rates. So homes are more affordable now than they were in 2016, even though they've skyrocketed in values. So we aren't in a bubble at the moment. Now, if interest rates jump to 6% – that'll change the equation considerably.
Right. So the prices may have gone up, but with the interest rates, and what's so interesting, I mean, I was thinking about this for my own purchase. I mean, when you're talking about, you know, being off by, you know, one full percentage point over where it was a year or two ago, that's a 25% drop in interest rate.
Yeah. Not it doesn't equate fully to 25%. Additional buying power because you have some fixed costs in there.
Right.
But yeah, a lot of people have picked up $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in buying power depending on their price point with minimal additional cash to close.
Yeah. I mean, for example, you know, my wife and I are in the process of making a move, a purchase, and we're buying a home that's almost twice the price that we bought it at. And our payment is like $50 more a month.
Crazy.
Back from when we got it, you know. So, I mean, the interest rates, it's crazy. It is making it a lot more affordable. So, yeah, you know, we did have a very big jump in median sale price this summer. Our high point was up by 10.8% annual growth. It's huge.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know,
you don't see that in our market. You'll see that on the coasts. We typically tend to be a little more conservative at, you know, 4 to 7%. 10% is pretty huge.
And yeah, going back to that housing affordability piece, and I'm not necessarily the best at explaining housing affordability other than, you know, it factors in median sale price, interest rate. What else is in there, do you know? Putting you on the spot.
No. Well, I checked out for 10 seconds and you hit me with a question.
You know, well, housing affordability index, looking back, October 2019, it was, you know, going back, we're in a better position than we were.
Yeah.
Just a year ago. Okay. Something I wanted to touch on before we get into our predictions is really what our market's doing and some of the variations that we're seeing. So I had mentioned that the market meter being at a 9.68 previously. And now we are seeing the market as a whole, the Twin Cities as a whole, down to, I think it was 6.2 or 6.3 on that market meter. That's just a change in 3 months. But
would you say that's expected, though, with just the seasonality of things? Is it trending with what you would see?
I actually think our drop is actually accelerated a bit versus the seasonality, and I think it's due to election concerns.
What election?
I don't know. I thought there was an election coming up.
I don't know. I don't watch the news. I still don't know what that COVID comment was about.
And so now you're throwing me off my game there. No, so the election coming up, it traditionally slows the market down up 3-4 weeks either side, possibly, of the election. That there's becomes a lot of buying fear, right? And it doesn't matter. It's just fear of the unknown, right? And so the market has gone from pacing at 30% faster in showing activity per listing to this week we were actually down by just a little less than 1%. So we've gone from 30% faster to breaks on like that. I would not be surprised by next week to be in a position of being slower than we were at last year in showing activity.
So quick advice, if you're a buyer and you see a property that's been on the market for a little bit, go make an offer.
Yeah, it's a great time. I'll sound like Wally McCarthy here, you know? Great time to go and buy a car. Got hot dogs for the kids. No, I mean, it is the market is slowing down. It is sector by sector. Yes, there are still places where properties are going into multiple offers. But if there are the houses that are the ones that have been on for 5 days, they are negotiable.
Downtown condos.
Downtown condos are negotiable, yes. Well, and that's the thing. It's market by market. So when we look at Minneapolis-St. Paul, we're seeing the market that's not moving as fast necessarily as some of the suburbs. So you really want to make sure that you're talking to the agent, your agent, as to advice to what to do regarding your particular situation. Just a few seconds left. You know, following up with predictions. Yeah, for buyers, you know, great time to get out and look. You don't have the competition levels because there is fear out there. But after the election, that fear is going to be gone and things will pick back up again. I'm very confident saying that. For sellers, maybe sit tight. Maybe get ready to do your cancel relist or whatever. You know, utilize an opportunity to remarket the property right after the election. Well, Danny, I want to thank you again for joining us for these couple shows. If you ever have questions for us, you can give us a call, 651-303-0019. Take care, be safe, have a great week.